There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. You know, sometimes things don't go exactly as planned. And we had all scheduled to be talking about modeling and what it's like to be a model. What's like to start out as being a model, what the pitfalls are, what the security concerns are. There's a term for models that's called GWC. I'm talking about fashion models. I'm talking about good-looking people who are models. And GWC stands for guys with cameras. And we were going to talk about, you know, there's so many people who, guys with cameras who prey on some young people who want to be models and kind of lure them into being photographed. Maybe being photographed with fewer and fewer clothes on, those kinds of things. I guess we're going to have to move that to a different day. So I'd like to talk about preparedness. John Reagan's going to be joining us in just a couple minutes. I'd like to talk about preparedness, and I'd like to talk about grid down. Over the years, we've had meetups. We've been having a meetup once a week for about 5 years. And every once in a while, I'll say to the meetup group, tell you what, for Friday night, let's have a power failure. Let's do a test. See what it's like to be without power at your home or your apartment. And that way you can see what it's like firsthand. So when you come home on Friday night, everyone in the family knows that there's going to be a power failure at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock at night. You get home, let's say at 5:30, and you've got a half hour to prepare. So you really know a half hour in advance that you can do all the things that you want to do because there's going to be a power failure in 30 minutes. And what you do is you go to the breaker panel and you shut off the main circuit breaker. Mm-hmm. And when you shut off the main circuit breaker, or you shut off the circuit breakers that power all the devices except for, let's say, the refrigerator and any medical devices that are required for life support. Let's say someone is on oxygen or something. And so you don't shut that one off, but you shut off all the other ones. And you put tape over the refrigerator, and you put tape over the faucet, and you put tape over the toilet flush handle. Because when there's a grid down situation, you're not going to have water after a couple weeks, because water is pumped up to those towers with electric pumps. The water either comes from a water treatment plant or comes from a deep well. And it goes into the tower, and there's gravity feed to all of your faucets and showers and so forth, in your homes and apartments. Well, the plan is to shut the power off so that you can experience what it's like to not have electricity. So at 6 o'clock, you shut off those breakers, and you don't go in the refrigerator because, well, the assumption is that the power has been down and you don't have any food. All the food is spoiled. The faucet doesn't work, and that's why you have your tape to simulate that the faucet's not working, and the toilet doesn't flush anymore because, well, the municipal water supply is no longer supplying drinking water. And you experience what that's like. You go, wow, this is pretty bad. I really have to go to the bathroom and the toilet's not working. I'm really thirsty, but the faucet's not working. So what happens is you experience all the things that you don't like. And you start writing them down. You sit at the kitchen table with your family. You go, boy, what don't we like about this? Well, we couldn't find the matches. Because the first thing you do is, you know, light that candle. Or you grab that flashlight. And then you realize that the batteries in the flashlight only last for about 15 minutes. You go, geez, that's pretty lousy. Can't see what we're doing. Now, so then you find out that maybe we should have matches in a standardized place and nobody moves them. And we should have candles and should be on the kitchen table all the time. Maybe even put the matches right next to the kitchen table candle. And then you find out that the electric can opener doesn't work. And you find out that the electric stove doesn't work and the microwave oven doesn't work. And that that base station that has the cordless phone doesn't work. So even though you have a landline, you can't make a phone call because the telephone is powered with electricity. So that doesn't work. Then you find out later on that, wow, the cell phone doesn't work because the battery's dead and that, and you can't charge it. So you find out all these things that you don't like, and you write them down. And you say, gee, you know, it sure would be nice to have been able to open some of these cans of food, but we can't because we don't have a manual can opener. And you realize how dependent we are on electricity. And you write all these things down. And that will help you prepare for when there is a power outage or when there is a supply chain disruption. And if you can't stand it, all you do is go and turn those breakers back on. You go, that's it. I can't take it. It's been 20 minutes. I can't take it anymore without electricity. But I'll tell you what, it's a great experience for your family. And you'll find out how dependent you are on that television for that background noise. But you'll also see how precariously we are perched and how dependent we are on the system. It's going to be a real eye-opener if you decide that you want to do this. Now, John Reagan's with me, and John, I believe you've been with me at some of these meetups in Springfield, Missouri, where I've said, okay, how many of you would like to do this? And hands go up, and we say, okay, great. You know, next meetup, we'll talk about it. Next week, we'll talk about what happened, what the experience was like after you've agreed to sign up and do this. Okay, great. All of you, wonderful. Let's do this, and we'll talk about it next week, what we don't like, about what it's like with the power being out. Then we come back to the meetup, and I go, okay, let's talk about it. So what were your experiences? Let me say it a different way. So let's talk about it. Wait a minute. How many of you did this? What? Nobody? Really? Nobody did it? Wow. That's what it's like, right, John Reagan?
Yeah. Another thing you can do is just go rent an Amish house.
You know, you're absolutely right. You can. And what's happening here in our neck of the woods here in the Ozark Mountains is the Amish are moving in. They are buying up farms. Farmers are giving up, and they're selling their farms, and they're moving to the city. They're moving to the suburbs. They're getting rid of their 100, 200, 300-acre farms, and they're buying small properties like a half acre with a, you know, that you can mow the yard in a half hour. That's what they're doing. And the Amish are buying them, and they're moving in with their buggies. And I said to Mrs. Finelli last couple days ago, when the roads were clear and we could actually get on them. Right now we're washed out, but I said, here's a farm with a grain silo that the Amish just bought, and they're going to town with their buggy. And they're, you know, horse-pulled buggy, two people in this black buggy. How are they going to manage planting corn or hay and cutting it without machinery? How is that going to be possible? I'm looking forward to seeing that because I can't do it. There's just no way. We can, without multiple tractors and machines, fossil fuels, we cannot cut our hay and bale it and move it. It's impossible. I'm talking 300,000 pounds of hay for, you know, me, Mrs. Finelli, and one of our children to process that hay. The three of us can't do 300,000 pounds a couple times a year without machinery. And I'm not sure I understand how it can be done, but I'll report on it when I find out. But you're right. The Amish live without electricity. As a matter of fact, our kitchen cabinets, John, you've seen our kitchen cabinets. They were manufactured by Mennonites, and without electricity. They had a diesel-powered engine, a diesel engine that ran belts and the machines that they needed. And they used a diesel-powered compressor for their spraying of the finish on the cabinets. They had saws that were air-powered rather than electric-powered. And they made the finest kitchen cabinets I've ever seen, literally. If you compare them to Lowe's or Home Depot or any of those commercial-produced cabinets, you would say these are far superior in fit, in finish, in quality, in weight. Every way you look at it, these are better, and they were made without electricity. As a matter of fact, when the guys came, I brought the manufacturers of these cabinets in to help us install them, and they set up an air-powered saw right here on the farm. They brought their own air-powered saw, and they wouldn't hook it up to my compressor. I have an electric-powered compressor, pretty large one that we use here on the farm for all kinds of things, impact tools and inflating all these flat tires that we have here. They wouldn't use it. They wanted their gasoline-powered compressor to run their air-powered miter saw. Very interesting. So, John, what do you think? Do you think it'd be very difficult to live without electricity? I do.
It's it's something that our ancestors did not all that long ago, but we don't even have a clue how to begin. Mm-hmm. And it's so instinctive now. I remember when I was in the Amish house, before we got electricity put in, you walk into the bathroom and your first instinct is to reach for the wall and go to flip the switch, and there's no switch in the wall,
Yeah.
So yep. At least in our modern age, these LED flashlights are small and rather long-lasting, so you can get around with that. But before that, you needed candles and lanterns.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. John Reagan's with us. And, hey, John, how much notice did you have before this broadcast?
I refuse to answer on the ground.
So during the top of the hour news, I called John. I said, hey. Captain John Reagan is with us. We'll be right back.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I was telling Ben, our engineer for hour number two, I was saying, you know, it's really wonderful having friends such as John Reagan. And every once in a while, I'll call up John Reagan. I'll say, hey. And Ben got a chance to hear what that was like live, because we were on during the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And your newest instructor, we don't know where she is. We hope she's okay. But she was not on the... not connected with us. So right then and there, it was about 2 minutes before going live, I said, well, I'm going to call John Reagan. And our engineer, Ben, who was sitting in, said, okay. And so I called John and I said, hey, John. Hey! Is that how it went, John?
You know, you really do like jumping out of airplanes without a parachute, don't you?
Well, you know, we talked about shutting the electricity off, and we talked about trying to be prepared. And literally, I try really hard to have everything lined up for this broadcast. And for example, I will contact our instructors who are going to be on the air several days in advance. Then I'll contact them the night before, typically. And then I'll contact them just before they come on the air, you know, like in the morning. So for when you're on with me on Mondays, you know, we communicate, and just before the broadcast, you know, we reconfirm minutes before the broadcast, let's say 15 minutes before, and you know, everything's good. Everything's good. And that's why this particular broadcast runs pretty smoothly. And even with doing all that, sometimes things happen. and something happened this morning, and so you jumped in and with no notice, literally no notice whatsoever, and I really appreciate that. So hopefully, class, you will work on building your village and work with people whom you can trust and who will have your back. And there won't be very many of them. There really won't. So I hope that that you do some of the things that we're trying to show by example, that you actually, you can build these friendships, and maybe you'll have a friend such as John Reagan. So, John, do you have any items that you would like to share with us that you have on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com?
Well, we did have about 20 that we didn't get to, so covering the next 35 minutes shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. You know, John, Katie Singer was on with us the last hour, and we were talking about, you know, we are at the day before the day that we celebrate Independence Day here in the United States. But we've become more dependent, right? We have become more dependent on everything, more dependent on supplements I'll call them medications. Let's call them that. We believe that we need these medications, and some of them we may need. But how many people are going to their doctors and getting prescriptions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 11, 12 prescriptions, you know, per day that they're taking? We're becoming more dependent, not more independent. We're becoming more dependent on our cell phone systems and instant communications the internet and the supply chain and electricity and, you know, God forbid our car doesn't work, you know, and we can't race off to that next appointment or that next event in our lives. It's we are really dependent on technology. What do you think? Rather than independent.
Yeah. Well, let's take the independence a little bit further back. You know, that's not called Independence Day anymore. People are calling it the 4th of July, and that's been done for so long. Somebody did a man on the street interview this past week, and Americans now don't even know what the 4th of July holiday is about.
Yes,
that's how far this nation has fallen.
And some people believe that that's when we, when the North won independence from the South. that the North won, you know, the battle or the war or it's amazing that we don't know what Independence Day is about. We call it the 4th of July. Even the top of the hour news called it the 4th of July. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'd like to share a story about a product that kills. It's an insecticide, and it absolutely kills bugs. And it's called Terminix, T-E-R-M-I-N-I-X. And Terminix is a highly toxic chemical called methyl bromide, according to the article I'm reading. And there was a father and his two teenage sons who were paralyzed, and according to this article on the DailyMail.com, they're not going to recover. they were poisoned by this insect repellent on an $875 a night Caribbean trip. So this chemical, Terminix, was inhaled, and it's an odorless insect repellent. The father and his two teenage sons, were airlifted to Philadelphia, where they were treated, and the doctors say that the 14-year-old son is paralyzed from the neck down, but conscious. The 16-year-old son is in and out of a coma and has no sensation in his limbs. And Steve, the father, a middle school teacher, is paralyzed and cannot sit up. Their mother, a 48-year-old, is in good condition, and she's recovered the most. So this is an event. They were spending money on this Virgin Islands trip, and they inhaled this insecticide, and they're not expected to recover. It's very, very serious. And according to this article, due to the acute toxicity, this can only be applied by trained applicators, those who have been trained to apply this. It's pretty deadly stuff. Can you imagine? And I have a concern about this. I have a concern about insecticides on the farm. And I was talking to a farmer, and he said, oh, yeah, farmers, you know, put these weed killers down, they spray it, and then they kill the weeds, and then they turn the, you know, they disc up their fields, turn over the soil, and then they plant. Do we really think that these insecticides just go away by magic? I'm really, really concerned about it. So I just wanted to share with you this. And the reason that this is in the forefront of my mind, our daughter has a job at an educational institution. And her eyes were swollen shut after she went to work, and so were her bosses. Obviously, something happened at work. Some kind of a toxin was... And I said to her, I think what happened to you is they had some kind of an insecticide. You had an immediate allergic reaction. You know, they were these public places where they spray for bugs. You know, they can fog a room, and then you can put your hands, you know, rest your hands on a table or your arms on a table. Now you have skin contact with the residue from this aerosol bomb. It's happened over and over. It happens in schools during the weekends. They aerosol bomb the classrooms, and the children come in, you know, on Monday morning. And this happened to our daughter multiple times. So if this happens to you, I suggest you consider looking into what kind of insecticide was used where the person who was impacted last was. Think about that. John, this really bothers me. What do you think?
Yeah, and just think all the stuff that's out there that we don't know about, and you know, think about future generations once we're recovering from the event, and you go into these places where they did all this nuclear testing and development, and there probably won't be any signs left to warn them, and you think you're just dealing with ordinary ground, but it's got, you know, this deadly radiation in it, you know, whether it's plutonium or uranium or one of the others, and you don't understand why people are starting to die.
Mm-hmm. And when we were looking for our farm, we wanted to find a farm that was run down, one that had not had anything planted for a very, very long time. And our concern was, remember the DDT era of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s? And, you know, DDT was we're dumping DDT out of airplanes, you know, on crops. They call them crop dusters. And those chemicals remain in the soil for years and years and years, if not decades. So when we bought our farm, we wanted to buy one that didn't raise crops, that didn't have the insecticides on them. You know, we just wanted a farm that had grass and trees. And that's what we bought. And, you know, we bought an old rundown farm that we'd been fixing up. And the reason we wanted one. We wanted one without a house on it. And the reason was that if there was a house on it, well, people probably lived there and planted there and used insecticides and drained their oil onto the ground. And, I mean, that's what farmers used to do. If they just, well, we'll change the oil. We'll just pull that drain plug out and, oh, it's okay. It'll just, it's only 5 quarts or 12 quarts or of oil. Just, it'll seep into the ground. It'll be okay. No, it's not okay. So we wanted a farm that didn't have all that stuff. We wanted a farm that didn't have buried junk. You know, didn't have a landfill, you know, a farm landfill. So we wanted a farm that did not have a house on it. And we found one that had a house that burned down many, many years ago, a very small house. And so when we bought it, the house was gone. And all that was left was a few barns. But that was on the other end of the farm. So it's not even close to us. So that was a concern. We have, we've got Michael. Michael, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen, and I just want to wish you guys happy Dependence Day. Great to know we're dependent on everybody else for our food and our technology. You know, next time we go to war, I guess we'll have to just make sure our communist China friends there supply us with enough electronics so we can continue fighting that war. And so that's compliments of the traitors and domestic enemies in our government, by the way. But, you know, guys, real quick, I'll let you get back to it. But John, Monday, I asked you at the end of the show if it was true about the big investors sneaking out of the stock market on the 23rd. You said it was true, and even those in the smaller investors and everybody in bonds, and they're all getting out, going to cash. So I take it that meant that they were cashing in. Now, when it all crashes, when the fecal matter hits the aerial rotation device, cash will be king, John. I just want you to verify this. Cash will be king for maybe the first month or two, and then at that point, typically it'll become worthless, and then everything will be more gold, silver, copper coins. And do you think that the investors, the big investors that snuck out, they are basically hoarding some cash for that eventuality, but then at the same time they're keeping the metals market down because they're hoarding up on that, getting ready?
Yeah, the metals market, keep in mind that it's the paper that's driving the price. The real metal is worth a whole lot more than what you're seeing. And it's like I say, we don't just have an event, it's a process. And assuming that we have a working infrastructure, the cash, the gold and silver, the other methods of bartering will still be usable. However, if, you know, we keep poking Russia and China and we end up with a EMP type event where there's no working infrastructure, then it doesn't matter if you have cash and gold and silver. Because it's at that point, it's food, water, and survival.
Right. Yep. When we get to that point, yes. Prior to that point, though, do you foresee like cash eventually just becoming worthless? At least the Federal Reserve note cash becoming worthless, and at that point, the metals will pretty much reign supreme for a while until the eventuality where, you know, it's just major warfare and survival mode, and food is really the most valuable commodity at that point in time.
Now, the other thing to factor in, and this came from Bilderberg as well, is they're wanting to get us into the cashless society. And since pretty much everybody has a cell phone now, it wouldn't take too much more to force it on the rest of the people. And whether it's for the control of the currency, for health reasons, for taxing reasons, you know, whatever reasons they want to give, they can make it to where that cash expires and you have to be in an electronic account. So if that happens, then we're dealing with some different variables. But up until that point, the cash would be good for a time. It may not buy what it used to, and we don't know. They might try going on the printing spree. However, with all the QE that they've done, there's not a lot of bang for the buck in printing anymore. So all I can say is fasten your seatbelts. We're in for an interesting ride.
Gentlemen, on Friday the 17th of this month, Miles from Europe will be on with us and for 2 hours. And he and his village in Europe, they've developed a barter system where they have a community currency or a village, I should say a village currency, and they put in hours. So Miles will work on equipment. Others, he's an expert in machinery and how equipment works, and he can repair and rehabilitate farm equipment. There are others who are medical doctors. There are others who drive trucks. And so all of these skills are needed. And they've developed a currency that's not taxable right there in the village. And he's going to tell us how to do it. So that's a great thing to do, Michael, in New York. But we got to do it before we need it, not after we need it. And why are they so in tune with it? Well, because World War II was right there on their soil. We'll be right back.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs. I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPreparers.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, my apologies. You know, I think we set a record today because most of the time we get to some of the articles and information that you want to share. Today we've gotten to none of it. I'm so sorry. Mike from Tennessee. Mike, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, John. Something that you were talking about. We, too, purchased land that had been set aside for many years that had no chemicals, no commercial farming for the purposes of having chemical-free environment for our animals. And part of the problem we've had with the locals is that they like to farm cotton, and at one point we had the crop dusters fly over, and I videotaped for 10 minutes the spraying of me and my animals while I was on the phone with the FAA and the Sheriff's Department, who viewed that as something out of their jurisdiction. And, of course, malathion, most people know it to spray around the house, but the way it takes care of the boll weevil is that it paralyzes the lungs' ability to function, so they suffocate. Well, it also has the same effect on mammals, and one of our wolves that was not...
Mike, it's difficult to hear you.
One of our wolves that was not undercover that was sprayed became paralyzed in her rear leg within about 10 days. And we took her in and had her tested. Of course, the EPA came out and did swab samples of the house and the kennel area, and they found residue. And the pilot was fined $250. I'm sure that caused them great distress, but no one was ever prosecuted. The Sheriff's Department nor the FAA would do a thing about it. And under the laws, the misapplication of a controlled pesticide like that is a felony, and it's punishable for a 10-year prison sentence and $20,000 fine per incident. But they're selective as to how they enforce it. And then, you know, my little girl that was sprayed, she She lasted for about another 9 years. But it was a slow progression. And these chemicals that most people think are, you know, fairly harmless, they're not. And the exposure that you get, it might not kill you today, but it's as many soft kills out there. Over time, it will get to you, and maybe within 5 to 10 years, you'll develop some type of malady that will ultimately consume you.
Mike Parsons, a USA Preparedness instructor from Tennessee. Have you experienced the neurological damage in the rear legs of dogs as a result of the insecticides that is applied between the shoulder blades, like fipronil, like those chemicals to ward off fleas and ticks, you know, monthly? Have you experienced that? Because we have. We believe that we've seen direct evidence right here on the farm that we damage the neurological system of two of our shepherds as a result of believing that those insecticides were safe.
Actually, we have. We've been raising wolves. I'm 54. Since I was 17, I've had wolves, and my wife and I have been raising them for over 32 years. And so we've used a lot of different products ignorantly because of lack of knowledge, and we've gotten away from 100% of that over the last 20 years. We've not purchased or used any of that stuff. We do not do the vaccinations. We don't do any of that. And our animals are healthier. They're able to live longer with fewer problems. And so we just, unfortunately, through experience, had to learn the hard way. But, there's natural remedies for everything, and we put it in God's hands and avoid the pharmacomafia as often as possible.
John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's basically, if you can't pronounce it, don't use it.
That's a great point. That's a great point, and I'm with you. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for joining us. John Reagan, thanks so much for jumping in at the last minute when you get that that call that starts out with, "Hey!" John Reagan, I'll see you on Monday. 2 hours, USA Prepares, Captain John Reagan and Mike Parsons. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you all have a wonderful Independence Day and try to become more independent with each moment. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.